Hello, people. You're listening to Stories by Sneha. I am Sneha Threkar, your host and the writer of this series. Today's is another special episode featuring a story written by Shreyas Parsure. Shreyas is a writer and has his own podcast up now that features short stories in Marathi on various digital channels. So let's listen to today's story, and it's called Smog. I'm off for the morning walk, auntie, he called over his shoulder as he jumped the short stairs on the porch. Why do you need to wander outside in such a chilly weather? I mean, just look at the fog. You won't be able to see someone right in front of your nose. His aunt called back from the kitchen, more out of a mild irritation than concern. He didn't stop to listen to her comments, clanked the bungalow gate shut, and off he went. Even as he began tracing his footsteps into the white oblivion which lay in front of him, he could not help but listen to his aunt complaining to her husband and his uncle advising her to let the boy lead his life as he wants it. He wondered musingly, are there microphones plugged somewhere in this house that are secretly connected to my ears? His years of association with his only family had surprisingly made him rehearse even what was said behind his back. The people loved him, cared for him, yes. The only catch being that they failed to show it at the right time. Nevertheless, he carried on with his steady tread. His present-day morning walk was far from petty wandering. He had a purpose, a driving force that pulled him into those freaking subnormal temperatures, out of the cozy little bedroom and the subtle warmth of his quilt, and the crackling fire that kept burning in the fireplace. He checked the pocket on his t-shirt and felt the bulge. Satisfied that he had not forgotten the usual, he marched past waking roosters, a few dogs lying hopelessly in the cold, and the birdies chattering meekly with their tiny beaks. He wondered whether the animal kingdom too suffered from cold as much as its cruelty affected mankind. Gathering his thoughts from the wandering that they had suddenly ambled upon, he increased his speed. Time and timing were the essence here, and the sun didn't wait for anybody. As he approached his destination, he caught a glimpse of the figure standing in the distance beside the old ruins of a monument. The place was a tad bit on the outside of the small town, away from the crowd and naturally quite lonely at this time. The sun was barely making its way out of its nightly shadows, and yet the slender figure was standing there, gazing skywards. As he neared the ruins, he noticed that the figure was that of a young lady, maybe in her early 20s. Even in that petty light, he saw that she was in her usual avatar, a plain white salwar kameez with a faint beige-coloured shawl, wrapped tightly around her body, dark brown hair flowing freely on her back. Gazing eastwards, she was clearly waiting there for somebody. Sensing his arrival, the lady suddenly turned around to reveal a beautiful face with an innocent yet mesmerizing frankness. The lips, bright pink as they were, glowed in the wake of her pristine visage. Even as the sun shone its first rays on her, the sudden light made her eyelashes flutter daintily, accentuating the deep blue eyes that they protected. Watching him gape at her, she smiled a smile of acquaintance as the boy walked towards her with an eager gait. "Well, yet another bountiful morning, huh?" he said. She looked at him as he stood beside her, witnessing the glorious light emitting from the single largest source known. How are you? She asked with ease. Oh, I'm good. How is it that you always come here before me? I have tried beating you to it, but have failed miserably. Every single day. Rather, always. He added as an afterthought. Maybe it is the eagerness that brings me here before you? She retorted quickly. Eagerness about what? Meeting me? Or the sun? He asked, baffled. She smiled in response. He braved himself further. You know, you're quite... different? What are you made up of? I bet it is something very unusual, he asked out of sheer curiosity. Yep, you bet. I am made up of. How do I put it together? Fog and smoke? A pretty warm smoke, that is. Smog is the word you want. He laughed at her slyness. She would never reveal anything about her motive, nor her identity. I have always wanted to ask you a question, he said with some audacity and more of hope. What is your name? For the first time, she replied without a riddle in her response, after a pause. It's Mitra. A very unusual name for a girl. Mitra, as in friend. Yes, a friend in need. Indeed, he exclaimed. You come here every day just because you know that I feel lonely? She completed his words. I know quite a few things about you. Say, for example, all of your history, some of your biology, and much of your literature. I know you love to smoke when you're alone. I know all about your habits and preferences, of all that you love and crave, all that you know for yourself, and much more about what you feel. Shall I tell you something? What you feel is not true. You, my dear, are not alone. I am alone. Alone since an eternity now, right after my birth. He stomped on the ground unknowingly as the words came out of despair. This proves that you don't know me after all, he said with some dignity. If you say I'm not alone, where are you when I'm lost during the day and in the scary torture of the night, searching for solace? True, work gives me solace. Poetry and books do too. But they have their limitations. What about this whole life? Will you be there for me at every turn? At every bend? Just like you are here every morning? The girl once again turned her gaze to where he was standing beside her. The sun somehow brightened her face, her cheeks glowing with surprising calm. Answer me, please. Her lips moved. I am omni-existent. It's just that you fail to acknowledge me. After all, I am in your thoughts. I am your thoughts, to be precise. He noticed her shiver as a gust of wind tried to blow her shawl away. She clenched it even tighter around herself. Now, if I ask you to come with me into this thick mist, will you? I have people at home. I can't, he said. And then you say you are alone? Do your own words not sound contradictory to you? Don't you recognize the antithesis here? Those are the people who have lived and will continue to live for you. You should reciprocate. Logical, isn't it? She gave him yet another of her piercing looks, suddenly held his hand amidst her cold, reddened palms, turned and started to walk away. A step or two towards the ruins, into the now thinning fog. As he watched her going, she was gone. Poof, like smoke. He thoughtfully took out the cigarette packet, safely stowed away in his t-shirt pocket. Suddenly a thought struck him. What gave more warmth? The smoke from the cigarette? Or her palms, which were made of nothing but warm smog, as she herself had so subtly pointed out? Grinning to himself and his folly, he threw the cigarette away, just as he heard people behind him, walking along the path along which he had been treading. The usual morning exercise enthusiasts. Once again, he seemed to catch their thoughts as he heard them saying, "That guy out there, he's surely out of his senses. Why would he talk to himself otherwise?" He did not pay attention to any of those words. After all, he loved the morning. He loved the walk. He loved the fog, the smog. And then, he loved too. And the girl? Well, that was another wonderful thing about sunny mornings. Hey, I hope you like the story. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe to Stories by Sneha on Anchor, Spotify, Hubhopper, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. If you have a story to tell, drop me an email on storiesbysneha@gmail.com. You can follow me on my Instagram handle at the.agathist. I'll see you next week with a fresh episode. Thank you for listening.